With its 114-metre length, Saint-Pierre and Saint-Paul is one of France's largest cathedrals. It has had a fairly troubled history. First of all, its construction was spread between the late 12th, 13th century and the 17th century. And it still remains unfinished, as one of the towers, the Saint-Paul Tower, was never built due to lack of money. The apse, which is the rear, outside part of the building, is the oldest part, while the main façade is the most recent. Though it has suffered from bad weather, lightning and tornadoes, fire and the revolution which destroyed all the great statues on the doors, our cathedral is still one of the jewels of Gothic architecture. It is a combination of the High Gothic and flamboyant Gothic styles and has retained its architectural unity despite 5 centuries of building. Bravo! Saint-Pierre and Saint-Paul Cathedral has, wait for it, 1,500 square metres of stained glass windows, a record in France that it shares with Chartres, and its 182 windows offer a unique panorama of the history of 13th to 19th century stained glass. There are also some fine collections of paintings, including a painted panel inspired by Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper, sculptures which illustrate the creativity of the Troyes school in the 16th century, and liturgical furniture such as the great 18th century organ from Clairvaux Abbey, which is in our department. But the cathedral also houses a wonderful treasure, which was pillaged during the Revolution and reconstituted since, thanks to various purchases and archaeological digs carried out particularly in the choir. It contains a fine collection of 12th to 16th century enamels and the Shrine of Saint Bernard, which contains the skulls of Bernard de Clairvaux and Saint Malachy.